Tina Camara. Tina Camara, not Tina Turner. She's not our private dancer, as good as that can be. She is our public rapper, singer. Tina Camara. Tina has been on this show. First of all, it's Friday. They say the eagle flies on Friday. And we know the eagle represents the Most High God as the Sankofa bird. The bird looking over his shoulder with an egg in his mouth representing the future generation and generations unborn. But looking into the past to take the best of it as it flies into the future. And when you take another Sankofa bird and put it face to face, one is looking into the past, the other one is looking into the future. And so even as Mama Ayo, I can hear you on the air, baby, who's calling from D.C., thank you so much for being live with us. Today, I'm Daki Napata. We were not here last week, but we're here this week. A lot has happened in the world, overseas, on this little dot called Earth. We played Tina as she talked about the major things in transformation, rise up. You know, when someone transitions untimely, we take our tennis shoes and Timberlakes and we throw them on the line to remember them. Sometimes we take a pole and put teddy bears and flowers and even a little bit of spirits that they may have enjoyed in their life to remember them. The African proverb says, as long as there's someone alive to say your name, you cannot die. So we say your name. I have guests here. We're going to have them introduce themselves. I have a brother I've been knowing for years. The brother went to Coppin. Brother's a healer. He's a nurse. But he's also a magnificent musician. He's been with the movement many years. He's been with Marcus Garvey days and with Brother Charlie Duggar. And he'll introduce himself. He'll say his name. He's a good friend and a great musician. We also have a young man who has some misfortune in his family, but they chose not to have the misfortune define who they are as a family or who their family member is. And he's here to share who his brother is, not was, because his brother will live as long as he lives and the children unborn live. And so we're going to start with the elder. Who you is, my man?
Well, my name is Earl Hedgepeth Bay. I'm from North Carolina. I came up here in 1958, and I had the opportunity to go to Polytechnic when it was on North Avenue, when they first started the integration. From there, I went to the National Guard. There, I finished an apprenticeship at Bethlehem Steel. Then, I have honorable discharge from the service. I have a degree in nursing. So I have many experiences. I've been to China on scholarship. As a matter of fact, this is a fact. I was the first graduate of the nursing program who passed the state board at Coppin in 1977. As a matter of fact, we're having a 40-year anniversary on the 19th. Maybe some of you may come. And I have a daughter. The rest of my family has passed. But I know the brother, Dickie. We've known each other a very long time.
Amen.
People always been positive, and I truly appreciate this opportunity to state how I feel, and I hope I haven't changed too much. Hopefully for the better, for those who do know and understand me. I apologize if I have been rash sometimes and determined. Dogmatic, but I believe in us as a people, and sometimes we cannot show any hesitation in striving for education, spirituality, and hard work.
All right, my brother, and we'll get into who this magnificent brother is that just spoke with this tweed plaid jacket on, off the chain, old school in the house. We have a young man here, and before we introduce him, he introduces himself. We have another co-host who's online, and that's Mama Ayo, who's down there in Washington. She's gone to a whole range of things, from the Black Caucus weekends to the homegoing service for a brother named Kasana Mack, a brother who is a controller for the city of D.C., did a lot of appeal programs. Mama Ayo, who are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm one of the sisters who, along with so many community's family members, mourned the death of Brother Lasana, whose name means poet, and he's also the founder of Appeal, which is an organization that taught financial literacy as well as history with a cultural He left us. He was last Friday, October the 3rd, at the Howard University School of Law, soon with overflowing capacity. But he will be long remembered through his music, Black Notes, and through the legacy that he has left us. But just like Queen Sister Ayanna Gregory said during her one-woman show entitled The Daughter of Struggle, wherein Denise Rolock of the Informer newspaper was also on stage, as she and her father, not her father, but Ayanna's father, Dick Gregory, all talked about the struggle and how through the arts, the struggles are taught to the young people who don't always get the message. The importance of reading our history, knowing our history, loving our beautiful black selves, and continuing in the light, walk in the light, be in the light. So we will remember this brother because he was a phenomenal genius who crossed the path of many, many people. And served, I believe he served under three mayors, Mayor Gray, Vincent Gray, Anthony Williams, Fenty, and he's just a phenomenal brother.
All right, Mama, if you can pause there, and being a co-executive producer of the show and co-host, please stay on the line, and we'll say much more even about you and your mother, the great Mother Mary Lacy Moore. Who was sent to Howard University at 15 by the great Hazel Scott, the wife of the Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Jr., a great congressperson from Harlem, and what you're doing with your mother, and even your sister's birthday coming up, Sister Lynn, and what y'all have been doing over the years. Okay, we'll get back to you, Mama. You'll stay with us, you're co-hosting. Young man, looking as magnificent as you are, after the riots in 68, brother, they moved our family to Cherry Hill, the bottom of Cherry Hill, 3417 Cherry Hill Road. And the brothers and sisters embraced our family, and I had to struggle and fight and rumble in order to be accepted. And then they loved me in the wholeness. And even as we remember the great Lonzo, a coach, I've been a coach myself and still am, and Brother Coach Alonzo, who went on to the Lord, and they packed the place out there and anointed for so much more. That church across the street from St. Veronica's on Cherry Hill Road, Cherry Land Road, I should say. And then shortly thereafter, an incident happened. A young man was coming from the Horseshoe Casino, and a brother, obviously well beloved, because we did a candlelight service for him, his family, and the community, and on Booker Drive. Many of the roads out in Cherry Hill named after great African Americans. Booker Drive, Carver Road, you name it, Bunch Road. I mean, Cherry Hill was called Little Africa. And there were all kinds of talent that came out of Cherry Hill. Jim Briscoe and the Little Beavers. And you go on and on and on. Judge Murphy and his family lived there. This family decided that they would honor this young man who unfortunately was hit by a drunken driver crossing Russell Street. And the community came out to say love to this family that had loved the community. And I was fortunate enough to find out, and I went down and participated with my 2 cents. Them not necessarily needing it, because the love and the light in the community there was off the chain. It was just magnificent. And they did a homegoing. And so I met Brother Tim, and I said, man, you know, I would love for y'all to come and talk on the show about this brother. Because the media has a tendency to say things and they don't know who these persons really are, but their family members do. And so this program is dedicated to that brother, to Brother Lonzo, to Brother Latana Mack, and to the living and the yet unborn. My brother, who are you? And I thank you so much for coming, particularly at a time like this, my man. So just tell me who you are and who your brother is, not was.
How you doing? My name is Jody Woodford. My brother's name is Cleo Matthews.
Say a little more. You got the mic, bro. Yeah, because everybody at the homegrown, and even after we went, did the candlelight visit, we got to singing, and we was old school singing, and the family was hurting, but at the same time, the community was lifting them up. They tell me your brother loved music. I was talking to Brother Darrell. He said, man, that brother loves some music. Yeah. One brother drove all the way in a tractor trailer and said, man, I had to get here because we were selling dinners about a week or so ago, and this brother, good, decent brother. So say something more about your brother. What kind of brother was he?
Okay, he was a powerful man. He was well-loved, well-respected. You know, he loved to cook. Everything he did, he put his all into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a man of many trades, many thoughts, many ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was doing the cooking. He loved to cook. He loved the music.
Mm-hmm.
He just loved the entrepreneurship of the world. You know, he just wanted to do his own thing, his thing.
You mean to tell me somebody out of Cherry Hill, which everybody wants to say is bad, you mean so a brother that can cook, a brother that can love music, a brother that can love his family, a brother that was an entrepreneur came out of Cherry Hill? Are you serious?
Okay, okay. You know, father of four, father of six, you know, a well-loved brother, uncle, uncle of two. You know, he's just...
And say something about his mama, because his mama's good friends with my younger sister, Tia.
Oh, yeah, it's not, you know, it's... I'll be here talking all day if I had to speak
about
my mother.
Say her name, say her name.
Miss Tawana Lynette Woodford. God bless her. You know, she's a strong woman.
All right.
You know, she stood there, a single woman, and raised three wonderful men.
Mm.
You know, tragic came in our family, and she had to bury two of those men, but she still has one more.
All right.
You know, my mother's a great woman. She's no very question. Passionate. Very passionate. Very loving.
And say something about that, and she definitely is, no question. I mean, I was there. I called my sister Tia that was trying to call her, my younger sister. And I called my sister Tia and gave her the phone, and she talked with my sister on the phone, and so did your brother's fiance. And can you say her name and who she is?
Yeah, Tiffany. Tiffany. Right. Tiffany's a good woman.
All right, go ahead, man.
Tiffany, that's my little sis, you know. Mm. That's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's hanging in there, and she's raising her two beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her and Cleo, Aaliyah and Amaya.
Ah, say them, man, take your time and say them names. Say them names, brother.
I will. I'm going to say all his kids' names. Okay. You know, Amaya.
Ah.
Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Ern.
Mm-hmm.
Nasera.
Mm-hmm.
Ashani.
Mm.
And India.
Mm. Take it to the hoop. Man. National. International.
All girls. All girls.
All girls. All girls.
Yes,
all right.
It's all right.
All right. We're going to pause here. We're gonna get back to you, my brother. We have a brother on the line. And this is a brother. I tell you what we're going to do. Let's take a small break. Go back to that music from Tina. And the next caller we will have will be Brother William Pleasant. Brother William Pleasant is from a newspaper family. And that family is out of Savannah, Georgia. And they started a newspaper like the Afro, similar to the Afro, and since it's a black journal, in 1875, 5 years after the Civil War. One of his maternal grandmother was Native American, and she refused to handle money with other folks' picture on it. And so we're going to go to the music, and when we come back, we're going to have Brother William Pleasant, who's come to Baltimore and started a daily newspaper. And then we'll have my brother come in and play some music for us after we do some more talking. And y'all call in. This is WOLB 1010, WOLB. Shout out to the 200 block of West North Avenue. Holla, how you doing? I'm telling you, Tina, don't be so mean. We're going to do a contest one day. Who the baddest, Tina Marie or Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan. Through the fire, through the limit, through the world. Ah, come with it. Cherry Hill, Jimmy Briscoe and the Little Beavers. You already know. My Ebony Princess. That's what your brother called his woman and his children. My Ebony Princess says, hey, babe, how you doing? All right, we're going to go to Brother William. Y'all be sure to call in if you choose to. This is WOLB 1010 AM. The calling number is 410-481-1010. We have some other callers calling in. Calling from Watoto. Shoelay. Them brothers and sisters are educating people down there on Baltimore Street, 1413 West Baltimore Street. They also have this magnificent, that's the Pan-African Liberation Movement. And they have an African attire only at the Crystal Ballroom on Erdman Avenue. It's fundraiser. It's called the Royal African Dance. I am telling you, they're going to be looking some kind of good. And I'm glad to see revolutionaries, brothers and sisters, take a break and party for the cause. All right, Mama Ayo, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
All right, say something about Mama Tina. She your homegirl from D.C.
Yeah,
Say something about Mama Tina, and then we'll get right to Brother William Pleasant.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's so much going on in the D.C. area. Right now, there's been a galvanizing group of people who are coming together, who are recognizing that Native Americans and African Americans have a lot in common, and we have this national conference for American Indians who are, and blacks. That Brother Night Wolf here in D.C. and Penny Gamble, whose son is Mark Carney, the great jazz pianist, and so many people calling for global unity because there's just too much off-the-hook craziness going on with the wars, never-ending war, and Ebola attacking specific African countries. So there is much need for dialogue and communication and for people to form study groups and to read and understand the war that seems to be directed towards people of color. Melanated people have a lot to be thankful for, but we also have to be on our P's and Q's much more and care about the disease.
All right. Brother Hedgecraft.
Yes, sir.
So in Baltimore, just like what's here in the Washington, D.C. area, has just moved from northwest to northeast. It's still happening. So, never give up.
All right. Pause for a second. We got Sister Tijuana Whitfook. That is Brother's mother. Brother Pleasant, if you can hold on for a second, we're going to get to you. The Brother's mother is calling in. And so, my brother, young blood, you interview your mother. Or talk with your mother. Go ahead and holler at your mother. Go ahead. Come on. Come with it.
How you doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Ma. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Come on. Ask the question, Miss Sunblood. Say something about who that boy is.
they want you to tell the audience who your son was.
I'm proud to say my son was Cleo Meredith Matthews. A great guy. He cared about people. People cared about him. And he was the homegrown service spoke volumes. First off, the candlelight vigil spoke volumes in and of itself, just by the amount of people who came out to show their love and support for this young man. Cleo was an excellent father. He had skills that he developed on his own. He didn't formally go to school for these skills that he had. He did a lot of them on his own, online classes, and just sitting under the right people at the right time who gave him these skills. He was a great cook, a photographer, a computer whiz, and most of these skills he developed on his own and made them work for him so that they would give him monetary gain. Cleo was a young man who loved the Lord. He made a promise to his older brother on his deathbed that he would take care of Nani so that his brother could go ahead and transition. I don't know what else to say, but
take your time.
He's a great man, and he will be missed.
I would like to say something. I wrote this thing about the mothers. I said, oh, sons, you can go to the ends of the earth, and there, too, you'll find your mother's love. And it seems like he did fulfill all of those aspirations, and he has supported you, and it seemed like he has... you have produced a fantastic human being, and we only have one time on earth to demonstrate, and it seemed like he did that.
I agree.
Hey, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo.
For your comment.
Miss Cleo. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Say something about Lonzo. Oh, Coach Lonzo.
Coach Lonzo.
You remember Coach Lonzo? Coach Lonzo.
Cherry Hill icon.
Yes.
Cherry Hill legend.
And why you say that?
because of the things that he did for the Cherry Hill community, the people that he took under his wing, the show of support for various groups in the community. He just was one of those people that everybody knew who it was on site, from the littlest child to the oldest people.
Yeah, and he coached Coach Alonzo. When I first moved to Cherry Hill, I played a lot of basketball. He gave me the name Space Ghost. I said, man, why you calling me Space Ghost? Ain't nobody ghost. He said, man, you move like the spirit, the Holy Ghost, man. You be in and out all around. You shoot the ball just be going in. The spirit must be knocking the ball in. So he gave me the name Space Ghost, right? Hey, look, hold on for a minute, Mama. Matter of fact, let me do this. My lines have lit up, Mama, and your son is definitely representing you well. And anytime you want to come in, you know y'all got. I think I'm going to steal you this son. We're going to snatch him and keep him on air with us. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Take it to the hoop. All right. Thanks so much, and thanks for talking to my son, my sister Tia, okay?
Okay.
All right. We have.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, he is smiling. All right. We have Mama Ayo. We have Brother William. Brother Ryobi is on the line. Brother Ryobi, hold on a second. Brother William, come on in, man. This is Brother William I talked about. He's been so patient. His family started newspapers, and he's been all over the world, in Africa, China, you name it, just like you, my brother. Say something about this discussion, brother. What do you want to contribute to this with your great writing self?
Oh, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thanks for your patience.
Well, hi. Hi to everybody out there in the listening audience. My name's William Pleasant, and I'm interested in starting a progressive newspaper here in Baltimore. I've come here just to check it out. I think there's a necessity for an independent voice in Baltimore and beyond in print media, because I think a lot of people, or most people, are very used to that, even though, you know, we live in a digital world right now. There's still a place for print media. I come from a family that began newspapers right after the Civil War in Southeast Georgia, and I've dedicated my career more or less into building community-based media.
Say something about who your father and your daddy and mommy are.
Well, my father was, and he passed on in 1997, my father was a painter, and he was well known in the southern region. My mother is an educator. She specialized in teaching on what they call hyper-rural situations.
Pause for 1 second. Brother William, pause for 1 second, please. I apologize. If we can ask people to turn their radios down, because I'm getting a lot of feedback. Thank you so much. Turn your radios down. Brother William, go right ahead.
Yeah, and so that's my mother. We come from Savannah, and my family's been in Savannah for a very long time. After the Civil War.
Maybe a five-second delay.
You know, that's basically what the deal is. My situation is that I've been producing newspapers and magazines for the last 5 years, both here, I mean, not here in Baltimore, but in this country.
All right, now hold on for 1 second, because we're going to have a roundtable. Everybody's going to be live in a second. Brother Nani, hold on, please. Or is that Sister Nani? We have someone who is my father, and I guess my father is someone I'll have to listen to. My father is like 23 years old. He thinks he's my son, but he is my daddy, yeah, because he teaches me a lot, and we're great friends. He has a great mind, a great spirit. Taught me a lot. This is Rahsaan Napata, and it's very rare I catch up with my son. He's so busy, like my daughter Ayo. Rahsaan, holler at me, bro. Hey, man, how you doing? Holler at me.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right, brother. And he's one of the executive producers of the show. He comes up with all kinds of ideas, and as others are. And tell us, what's going on, man? What's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, man, life. Life, man. We living out here. You know, all praise be to God. All praise be to Jesus. You know, I want to say rest in peace to Shay Allen Mitchell. You know, I want to tell Charles Davenport to hold his head, somebody who's currently incarcerated. I also like to tell Kenny Reynolds to hold his head. Somebody was also incarcerated. And just give my prayers to the Mitchell family. So I was going through a lot right now. But, you know, God has all the answers and everything's for a purpose. Mm.
So, now, how old are you? How old are you, brother? Rashan, how old are you?
Hello?
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You 24? Named after the great Rashan Roland Kirk. I mean, you was in my Reefa Center, you know, as a little teeny 5-year-old. He learned the whole Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. And I know he got tired of me taking him all over town. Listen to this boy do this thing. Y'all think I got a good mind? I got a good memory. He got a better one than me. You remember Mama K? Say something about Mama K.
Real good person. Real culture person. You know, definitely played a part in my life growing up.
And what message would you have for young men in that you're coaching now? My son Rasan played on the same team.
Definitely. I'd like to give a big shout out to the Pikeville Wildcats, 11-13. We're 4-2 right now. Going into this week, we're going to be playing the Howard County Warhawks. So, big shout out to my team, to my guys in there, y'all. If y'all listen, I love y'all.
And who was your coach, bro?
Our head coach is Moses.
And who was your coach when you played for the Pikeville Warriors? Wildcat.
My head coach was Coach Wes Johnson. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give a shout out to him. Definitely, you know, rest in peace. Shout out to him and his family as well.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that, and we're going to pull all the folks into this conversation, is because Coach Wes Johnson, who is with the Ancestors now, he and I grew up as little boys together, you know, hard white shoes, you know. That team was predicted not to beat and become the state champions, you know, and they're always counting us out. The Avenue Bears, Coach Derek, I coached Coach Derek and Coach Melvin, right? And now they're coaching boys. There's my son, Coach, and he played with Tavon Austin on that championship team. Rasan, say something about what happens when you appear to be losing, because, you know, y'all lost that first game to Gardenville. It was like 37-3 or something like that, and they had ringers, older boys, I thought. And also, y'all lost to, who was that, Prairie Hall? The first time?
Yeah,
out?
Yeah.
And then y'all limped into the playoffs.
Well, one thing I could say is, with football, it's in a lot of ways, it's like life. You go through adversity, you go through different trials and tribulations, and a lot of the time you don't know why you're going through it.
Mm.
You don't know what the purpose in it all is. But, you know, God always has a purpose for everything that we go through in our lives and our, you know, just day-to-day struggles. It's hard to explain it until you get to the end.
Mm.
And once you get to the end, it's all clear.
When you get everything to the end, you take it to the hoop. You know, the interesting thing, we're going to have these other people join us. This is 1010 WOLB.
And it's not the end. It's the end of that season.
The end of that season.
That particular season. Because, you know, we live on even after our flesh is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything is in seasons. And, you know, everything is for a purpose. And, you know, it's important not to dwell on, you know, on anything, you know.
Well, how is it that a team that beat y'all like 37-3 and then the other team beat y'all, I think it was 37-7 or something like that. How is it in the championship game? What did Coach do? And, you know, I was running all over the place, and you were saying that today earlier to me that I remind me of you running all over. You remember I was running around telling the quarterback this and do that, getting y'all hot chocolate. We played the boys out on PG County, and I was saying back it up, you know, whatever, you know, the ref was cheating and all that stuff. And you had a player from a Jewish player that was on the team who never played football. You had a Korean guy, a little short guy played. You had Tavon Austin. You had a quarterback that could throw the ball from here to Mississippi. You had a brother who could catch the ball at times, but would not catch it at times, so we worked with him. What was it that pulled y'all together so the teams that beat y'all bad, by the time y'all played the championship?
Well, I would definitely say coming through the adversity, you know, it was the adversity throughout the season, it was a little league football, but definitely you learn life lessons, you know, through so many different avenues. And one thing we realized is, you know, just going through that adversity, not just those three games, but, you know, a collection of things throughout the season, you know, it could either make us better or, you know, it can make us give up.
Mm.
And, you know, we weren't going to give up, you know.
All right.
So
all right.
The only other, you know, the only other option that you really have is to, you know, persevere through and see what happens. And that's what happened. You know, it won't always go your way, but it's not always in the plan for it to go your way.
All right.
There's quite a few times that season where it didn't go our way.
Mm.
And just life in general, you know.
Do you remember what the final score was in the championship game?
I don't even remember. I just remember we won.
Yeah, well, I think y'all won by 30-something points, you know. And I will never forget, because you played with Coach Ty and them. You know, you didn't want to play with the Woodlawn. You said, "Dad, I'm going to play in the city like you did." And you played for Northwest Bulldogs on Park Heights at Towanda. And they gave you that name, Hard Working. You got the most valuable rookie of the year. And the point I'm making is that playing in an unfamiliar territory, just like the Westport Patriots, you know, they went and won the national championship about 7 or 8 years ago. The point I'm making is that in spite of all those things, we go through different trouble. You had some challenges in life, but you started down the bottom there. You hear that you're giving wisdom and coaching young men. And I like to say, I'm so proud of you. And I'm glad you're my daddy. All right. Stay on the line, right?
Well,
all right,
God,
sister.
Bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Black brother. All right. We're going to bring Anani up. Ayo, before Anani says something, and Nana, you're live as a hook host now. Mama Ayo, your little grandson is playing football. Tell me about Kwesi and Fela. And then we'll get right to Mama Anana and then Rawi.
They beat Annapolis last Saturday over at the Path Street site field right there, 22nd and what's that? Barnum.
Who beat Annapolis? Who had the nerve to try to beat Annapolis?
The Bridge Warriors.
Mm. And where they from?
And they're from everywhere. They're from all parts of the city.
All right.
They coach. I wish I could name some of the coaches right now.
Oh, that's all right. But they tell me your grandson's
awesome
a star.
They played a wonderful game. A lot of parents came out. There was great support. And they're revitalizing that field.
Right.
Saturday, tomorrow will be the last game of the season.
Well, they tell me your grandson, Fela, is a star, and so is, who is that, Kwesi.
Oh, yeah, there's good leadership. You know, the parents make them do their homework before they get out there at that practice. And but it's working. It's proven.
All
you know,
right.
We talk about the injuries that many football players sustain if they don't, right? You got to be careful, but, you know, it's a great, and it teaches discipline.
All right. Hold that thought about discipline. All right. Now we have Anani.
Hey, Baba.
Holla at me. I am a Baba, but my Baba's on the phone. He ain't Rossi in the pot. I'm the son today. All right, come
okay,
with it.
Okay, okay.
Talk to me.
That.
What's going on, man?
Well, I'm calling. He's talking about the youth, and I'm calling about the UIP, the Urban Youth Initiative Project. We're having a Royal African Dance this Saturday at the Crystal Room on Urban Avenue. The time is from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. You can contact me. Tickets are only $20. This is our fundraiser for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to what you're talking about. You know, really getting in dealing with the youth on many dynamics, and ours is a cultural impact. So it's only $20 for the ticket. My information is 443-683-5999, and I'm a product of the study class of a PLM, the ACT study class.
Now explain what PLM. What is PLM for those who may not be familiar?
A PLM is the Pan African Liberation Movement, a very progressive African-centered movement that really deals with, you know, the ills of what we suffer in Baltimore City. A very, very progressive movement.
All right. And when do y'all meet?
We meet every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. At 2140 McCullough Street.
Say that address again and the time, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 2140 McCullough Street from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And what
I
can
y'all...
Go ahead, brother. Let me be quiet and listen to you. Go ahead.
But I definitely wanted to really promote the Royal African Dance. I didn't know what time frame I was really dealing with, but this is a very, very good thing. I think that as as people that want to be in the movement and do very hard work, it's times when we have to celebrate. We got to cut a rug every now and then. And I think that this is a really important time to, you know, celebrate some of our victories and kind of put us at a good place and also be a fundraiser to our youth. You know, we gotta as an organization out here doing it all by ourselves, we gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta raise the funds. You know, we can't get a lot of support elsewhere that we may need, but we gotta do some things to, you know, meet people where they at. And I think on a Saturday night, having some good music, we dress in the best African attire we got. We will make this extremely elegant. This is the fourth Royal African Dance. So if you haven't heard of it, come on out. Let this be your first experience. You get on the guest list. You come down and you contact me. My number is 443-683-5999. And once again, the address is 3107 Urban Avenue. And it's called the Crystal Room, right between Bel Air and Urban Avenue.
And why should people in struggle, all this hard work, why should they party, man? Why should they have a ball of all things?
This is a party with a purpose. It's not like, you know, how you get paid on Friday and you go and you blow your money into a place that really ain't productive or pushing you. But we should party because psychologically, what we're going through and what we're dealing with can weigh heavy on your heart and weigh heavy on your spirit. And if I had to, you know, release some of those things, I would want to do it in a setting where I can have a good time. I see my brothers, my sisters, my moms, my fathers, my elders. We dressing nice. We looking nice. There's no alcohol. It's none of the negative things that may, you know, put our spirits in different places. But we celebrating and we doing it. And that money goes right into the youth versus going into something that doesn't give back to you. It's going back into the youth. And that's why I think we should party and we should celebrate because we're dealing with a lot. And this is a party with a purpose. So you don't have to have that guiltiness that goes on with going out knowing that you got to get up the next morning and you don't really feel content or satisfied. But with this type of event, you'll feel pleased because you not only have a good time, but you know where your money's going to. And it's $100 best dress. $50 for the female, $50 for the male. So you come out and give some money and wind up walking out with some money. You know what I mean?
You say $100 for the best dress?
Yeah.
Y'all might as well give me that paper now, yo. You already know.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I'm telling you now, every year sister is one.
It's rare to see a father walk
out of there.
You know what? I'm going to be quiet. The young blood has a question for you. And everybody else that's on the line, y'all ask whatever questions. We're going to ask the brother. No, let's do this. Brother Raubi, who was our co-host for many years. Brother Raubi is back in the mix. He couldn't be out here today. He says he's going to be with us next week. Brother Raubi, holler at us. Hello, Raubi. All right, Raubi is probably paused for a second. All right, young blood, you had a question. And anybody else that has questions of anybody here, put it out there, you know? And then we'll wrap up thanking our sponsors. All right.
Okay.
Young Blood has a question. Anybody? Go ahead, Young Blood.
Yeah, I was just curious, how long have you guys been, you know, around with each other doing this type of affairs?
We're talking about the Royal African Dance?
Yes.
The Royal African Dance started about 4 years back now, but the youth organization has been around since 2006.
Okay. Are you part of that youth organization?
Yes, I am. I'm a youth facilitator. So I'm one of the, you know, the instructors, the teachers, however you want to label it. And I deal with primarily, you know, the social empowerment of giving our children their history and their culture. We deal with conflict resolution. We talk about hygiene. We do physical fitness. We try to meet the needs on a different dynamic when we're dealing with our children, but we keep it cultural all the way through.
Okay, what's the age limit? What's the age limit consist of?
Thank you. The ages are from 7 to 13.
Okay. Thanks a lot, bro.
Man, I think I can get sick and this brother can run this show. What's up, young blood? Okay, Mama Ayo, Brother Pleasant, Rasan, any questions you have, any comments you have, and then we're going to slide into your announcements. And we're going to have Brother Hedgepath close us out with this great music. He's a live acoustic musician. All right, any questions?
Hold on, pause
one second. I did it wrong. Mama Ayo, then Brother William, all right? Mama Ayo, your question, because brother's been talking a lot, including me. Go ahead, Mama Ayo.
After my comment is that Nana Kwame of the Temple Niame is sponsoring, having a relationship seminar this coming October 18th.
And many young couples do need counseling so they can keep the fire in those relationships and withstand the bumpy road ahead, because as you and I know, Reverend Lapata, it can be tough.
I shall.
And hold strongly together and raise children. And I want us all to just understand the importance of family, because poet Lashana had a poem that's called Black Family. Now, if you listen to the Black Notes, just Google or go to Facebook and check out the family, the poem, because it has a lot of significance that will help carry people through these trying times right now.
All right. Brother William, jump in.
I'm interested in finding people in the Baltimore who are interested in developing independent media. I would like them to contact me by email. They can contact me at yamacrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcrawcr www.press, P-R-E-S-S, at yahoo.com. And they and in the next few weeks, I'll pull together groups of people around Baltimore. Maybe we'll have lunch together or something like that. And we'll discuss what would an independent press look like here in Baltimore.
All right, we're going to pause for a second. Everybody stay put. Nana, if there's a sister from the PLM that wants to jump in, if she's around you, whatever, have a call, and we'll get her right in. And if she's around you, have her do it now. We're going to go to Brother Hedgepath, because we're going to take a little break. He has his acoustic guitar, this healer, this nurse, this first black male to get a nursing degree from Coppin. Come with it.
Thank you. This is called The City Ain't What It Used to Be.
Hey, hold on one second, Brother Robbie.
People are hiding behind closed doors. Vicious dogs on chain. They've been afraid to come outside. Scared of their name. Shit ain't what it used to be. Shit ain't what it used to be. No brothers, sisters. Shit ain't what it used to be. People, they see you in trouble.
Hello?
They run the other way on a double. Where's the peace and love people talk about? All here one washout. Shit ain't what it used to be. Shit ain't what it used to be. No brothers, sisters, shit ain't what it used to be. The cities they crumbling. People they mumbling. This ain't no place to be. It lacks peace and serenity. Shit ain't what it used to be.
Sad, bro, sad.
Shit ain't what it used to be. No brothers, sisters. Shit ain't what it used to be. Hey, let's get together. See if we can save this place. Let us all see about we join the human race. And remember that your rights end where your brothers and sisters began. See, they ain't what it used to be. See, they ain't what it used to be.
What?
No, brothers, sisters. See, they ain't what it used to be.
I got all that.
All right. We're going to ask people on the line to be quiet when someone is playing. We can hear you in the studio.
Oh.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much. Brother Raubi, thank you, Brother Hedgepath. I mean, we're going to do a concert with him and some other people. I want to announce that Odell's reunion party is 10-11-14. Odell's reunion party, y'all, this weekend, 10-11-14. All right, Lil Will, Brother Anthony and everybody. He's going to be at the 5th Regiment Army, 2119 West 29th Division Street. That's at the 5th Regiment Army. All right? And so please support that cause. As the old Odell's, is going to be from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. City ain't what it used to be. Ryobi, what do you think about that? City ain't what it used to be.
Oh, well, that's an absolute fact, my brother. Things are not what they used to be. Baltimore used to be a nice place to live. It still is. It's just the decay and the neglect is so obvious and apparent right now. But I know you and I both remember it didn't used to be like that.
And why you think it is like it is?
Oh, man, well, there's a lot of reasons. The main reason is people that are supposed to be in charge, in my opinion, don't care. The neglect is apparent. You know, the political apparatus that's in place picks and chooses where it wants to give their money to, and poor people don't have a chance.
My. Look, we're gonna do this. There is an event coming up on the 25th, Saturday, October the 25th. It's called Looking Back and Looking Forward, a West Baltimore story, a communities and partners reflection, what went wrong and what went right and what went wrong. Where do we go to from here? And that was Dr. King's book, Where Do We Go To From Here, Chaos or Community? It's going to be Saturday, October the 25th, 12 noon to 6 p.m., an open conversation with the Baltimore community, culture, works, festival, everything. And it's going to be at Arts Social Club, 2426 Pennsylvania Avenue. Please come out and talk about looking back, looking forward, a West Baltimore story. And if you're not from West Baltimore, come on and holler at us anyway. What went wrong, what went right? Royal Theater, on and on. I'm going to stop here. Rasan, Brother William.
People, young entrepreneurs.
Pause for a second. Pause for 1 second, my Maya. Brother Pleasant, you was going to say something. William. All right, Rasan.
Well, Babataki, I'm here.
And who is this?
This is Harmony.
Harmony,
that?
Are you serious, girl? I've been looking for you. We have 3 minutes left, y'all. Mama,
oh
Harmony.
Hold,
pause. Stop.
Stop.
This is Mama Harmony, one of the baddest poets around. I told her and her mama, my Victory, they can get on the air anytime they want. Now, before you say a word, girlfriend, give me a little piece of poem, since I haven't heard you in a minute. And then say whatever you want to say. Mama Harmony, one of the baddest word poets on the planet. Go ahead. Mama Harmony.
How are you, Baba Ducky? How
all right,
you
I'm
doing
fine.
Tonight?
All right, say a little poem and then say whatever else you want to say. We got 3 minutes.
I can't say a poem just right off the. I just want to say that I love my people. My people love me. We have to take care of each other and keep each other free.
Oh, say it again. Say that poem again.
I love my people and my people love me. We have to take care of each other and keep each other free.
It sounds like you've been teaching them kids that at Watoto Shuli. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Tell you good is your better, your better is your best.
Babies. That's why I need y'all to come out and support us tomorrow night at the Crystal Room at 3107 Urban Avenue. It's only $20, but that covers live entertainment and your meal. It's for 21 and over. We're going to party with a purpose.
Party with a
purpose. Because these babies are dying, and we're going to get together so that we can take care of them appropriately.
All right. And we got to have you come in here and sit behind the mic with your bad self, your mama, Victory, Sister Ife. One day I'm just going to sit back and let the sisters take over the show. Y'all just do you.
That sounds amazing. I'm ready, Bob.
Yeah, I know you are, mama. All right, we have 2 minutes left. All right, we have 1 minute left. So what we're going to do with that 1 minute, Rasan, you're going to say have the last word. You and the young blood. I just want to tell people that the McCullough Holmes reunion has been moved from the Elks Hall. It won't be at the Elks Hall. The Friday after Thanksgiving, it's going to be at Art Social Club. The Friday after Thanksgiving. So save some room in that belly for the McCullough Holmes reunion. Travis Winkie is doing his special thing at Lexington Market. Where he's going to have a fashion show. They're spending $10,000 for the model of the year. And so because we have very little time, young blood, you and Rasan close it out. Give me one sentence, and Rasan, you got the other sentence. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I just want to say, man, God bless this city. To everyone else that's listening, just keep me and my family in prayers and strive for the best.
And Brother Kevin, who was assassinated, who was murdered on North Avenue, I'm sorry about that. We're going to lift you up. Rasan, you got the last word. Mama Ayo, somebody grab the last word.
All right, peace and power.
Peace and power. Love and truth. Yes. Come on, Tim.
Power to the people.